Hello there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to episode 1 of the Preface of the Brothers of Grimm. Joining us here in a moment is Brother Grimm number 1. I forgot his name. His name is Josh. There we are. And here he is on the line right now.
Can you hear me now?
Huh? Okay, no.
Lovely. Well, I'm absolutely happy to be here. Thank you for having me on this show. You know, in the comments, I believe you said that we were going to talk about like shenanigans and comedy and all that stuff, and I'm just happy to do it. I'm really happy to actually talk to you about it. Maybe to shed some light on it.
Sounds good, mate. Why don't you go ahead and get started?
Yeah, no problem. We'll always say that if you're an American, you know, doing comedy, always have a British accent in your pocket to negate angry people. Because when, of course, they're like yelling at you being rude, then
you can
just like pop it out like that. And then they're like, well, okay, there's a Brit over here in the States, so where are you from? And they totally forget where they're angry. Have you ever had that? Did you ever do that?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fun to bring
a
face when you're like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, they're really nice about it then. It's like, thanks for visiting. It's like, okay, well, thanks. I'm glad to be here. They don't know why they've gotten so angry. So, I do have to say this, that I am a huge fan, and I've become a huge fan over the past couple of months, of family newsletters. And so I always write my family a newsletter, and, you know, over kind of in Britain and in London in that area, you know, all the posh people, you know, they have like their newsletters that send out, and so-and-so lost 3 stone and somebody's marrying a duke or something. And but for me, we don't have that. We're kind of like guts of trash in a sense, like my whole family is. And so I just always kind of take everything in their life and just kind of bless it out on a page, respectfully, of course.
Of course.
You know, I mean, does anybody do that? Am I just alone in that? Is it just me? Because I like to call my family out, like put them on blast a little bit. Is it just me? I guess so. Well, you know, I like to make sure that, you know, last month I talked about maybe at the end of the month getting what I like to call a midget roundabout rally. And
hopefully
that's where we take
detail.
What?
Go into detail, please. Just midgets in general are funny to me.
Oh, yeah, like little people. And what we do is the midget roundabout rally is we get all the little people in the community to come out for kind of like a big party, like a big gypsy party, and then like tie them to maypole ribbons and like throw them in circular patterns until they just fall off. And of course, if yours falls off first, then you win a cake, or like a crumpet or something sweet, you know, nothing savory, always the sweet. So that's an idea that you can have in your community, you know, to honour the little people, not trying to be, you know, rude. They need love too, you know. But so always say, you know, if you ever want to get in good with your family, write a newsletter. Always write newsletters. Include everybody, even if you absolutely hate them. Like in the last newsletter I wrote, I made sure that our families were going to start doing, like voting, like, you know, you do in like grade school or over here you call it, you know, elementary or high school. But, you know, like you vote like coolest person or most successful. For me and my family, it's like the dirtiest or the smelliest or the darkest of hearts. Like, and of course, I'm like in the running for all of those. So, you know, I try to make it to where during those contests I can win. It's quite.
I can see that. You're a dirty, smelly man. I can smell you from here.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate all of those comments. They make me feel real good about myself, real confidence builder. I always, when I go on stage, I always try, you know, to involve the audience as much as possible. Not necessarily like feedback, but just, you know, talking to them, making sure they're feeling at home. Of course, being me, our biggest running joke with myself is I like to consider myself like a fatty, like just a straight A fatty person. And so if I go to a club or like a stage somewhere where I know they're having dinner, I always ask, are they going to finish the food? Some people find that a little offensive. I don't, because I like to eat. I'm not fat. I don't consider myself like obese, like, you know, you have to like roll me in like a bowl of dung over everywhere. But
switching
you know.
Gears here, since you mentioned the stage, what are your current thoughts on the performing arts here in America?
Yeah, I think they're great. I honestly think they're absolutely great. You know, sometimes you go into a place and it's like a little questionable, but you know, you have those kind of levels of, you know, I went to see this, I went to see that, and well, God, it really wasn't that great. And then you have something that's absolutely mind blowing, absolutely mind blowing. Got a lot of talented people on the stage, lots of them.
Who's your favorite screenwriter?
Oh, screenwriter! Now you're getting down into the real questions here. Well, you know, my favorite screenwriter, I believe, to this day, and even though she was only made famous, you know, a few years back, I had to say Tina Fey. She started out as a writer, but her comedy is absolutely so on point all the time, all the time, and I loved it. She worked for SNL, she was a writer for them, then kind of got into the camera business. She writes all kinds of movies, she writes all kinds of stuff. So, it's, you know, one of those things I absolutely love. Love to read it. Love to see her act it out. It's amazing. I love it.
Amazing. What's your current thoughts on geopolitical events going on?
Geopolitical events?
Yeah,
honestly, I don't have any thoughts. You know, global warming, would that be a geopolitical event? I don't know.
I think that's just a myth.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know, save the icebergs. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I may just start a campaign.
I think it's the penguins and the polar bears.
Oh, really? Like animals? Okay, well, save the penguins then.
Yeah.
There are, in fact, two types of penguins that mate for life, I believe. I don't know what they're called. I just kind of read that in the National Geographic on the way here. So, you know, I don't know. You know, save the whales. I'm not sure. No, no disrespect.
So what do you like to do in your spare time, Mr. Josh?
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, people ask me that all the time, and I say, yeah, I think it's just one of those questions that people, when they see somebody, you know, that they're interested in, they want to know what you do in your spare time, and they're not, you know, watching you on stage or watching you on film or whatnot. And honestly, I'm not a big doer of anything. I do like to read books. I'm a reader. And I like to watch TV. Like trashy TV is like my kind of go-to. And I know that's kind of weird. It's like, why are you sitting there watching The Kardashians? Because it's a train wreck. Absolute train wreck. I love
right,
watching
right.
It. It's like looking
at
the car and you
mom?
Can't look away. I'm sorry.
Do they have a dad or a mom? I'm sort of confused. I mean, Caitlin, I mean, what's his name? Her name?
I don't know. I just find it really interesting that there's people like, you know, blast their lives up on TV and it's just so disgusting. I don't know what it is about it. It's just like you can't stop watching it. Like you turn it on the channel and it's like all of a sudden you've got like some crackers or some cookies somewhere sitting there stuffing your face watching these people's lives unfold before you and it's.
Now, is it true here that you are interested in doing a YouTube channel, a YouTube show?
I have been trying to get in the works of it, yes.
We can work on that. We can get that done.
Well, hey, I'm up for it. You know, free YouTube videos. Is it free? I have to pay for it.
It's free, and actually, when you get to a certain amount of subscribers, they pay you.
Oh, amazing. Well, you know what? Let's do this right now. Let's get, because, you know, need some extra cash, I guess. I'm just kidding, I don't, but.
But the Brothers Grimm YouTube show.
Well, that's fun. That sounds fun.
It does. We can have our kind of props and slapstick and Monty Python and
well, that's
shenanigans.
Fun. That does sound like fun. I would like to do a YouTube channel, I think. You know, I've kind of researched it myself. I've spoken to a couple of YouTube people. You know, it's a lot of hard work, just like anything else. Anything good that's hard work, you know, pays off. But other than that, like, I'm ready for it. I want to jump right in and do it. No fear. A little bit of fear. Only because, well, I'm fat. So, you know, oh, fat people get scared a lot, you know.
Well, but, you know, so the camera has 10 pounds, so.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I'm totally ready. I'm ready to do a YouTube channel. I know that it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. I've kind of got some stuff in the works now, and hopefully, you know, by the end of May, come early June, we can start to get this thing kind of kicked off. I'm really excited about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can really start it earlier than that because it kind of be tight at the moment because all I have is a laptop with a webcam, but we can get this thing rolling.
Oh, I know. Yeah, webcams are interesting little buggers, aren't they? You know, the most successful people that I see actually have these really expensive video cameras, and they have, like, all this software that they do the editing with, and I kind of want to be there. I think my dream is to somehow, like, wiggle myself into these people's, like, videos, just unbeknownst to them. Like, I'm just kind of, like, video bombing them.
Yeah, like a video bomb.
Yeah, like a fat tumbleweed just kind of, like, rolling on by, and, you know, you just kind of see me leaving the scene, but that's like a secret dream of mine. I feel like I could get famous doing that.
Well, see, what you don't realize is that in every YouTube video out there, I make an appearance.
You make an appearance?
I do. I'm that little skinny rail that you always see there. That little line.
The metal post.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, yeah, the light post, the metal post. Oh,
yeah,
okay, well, good.
That's me.
Well, you look absolutely great on camera. I'm just going to say, you look amazing.
I know, right?
Yeah, I've never seen somebody. You have a lot of work done.
Yeah. You see, what people don't realize is how many videos are on YouTube, and I'm in every one of them.
That's amazing. God, hey, you must be. Do you have a life? Do you have kids?
I do. Three beautiful kids.
Do they see you at all?
If I turn sideways, no.
You're not visible. Kind of like Kate Moss. She's a model.
Right.
Falling through the cracks.
Yep, I was like, right through the cracks.
Skinny. Oh, goodness. Well, that's interesting. I think, looking back on it, I think I've seen you. I think I've actually seen you on YouTube videos now.
See, I think this is why we're a good pair because, I mean, you know, you're the large one and I'm the one to get lost if I turn sideways, so you can protect me.
Oh, okay, well, great. I'll just be your shield, and that'll
right,
be the
yeah.
end of it, right?
And if you need be, you can pick me up and hit me. But we're at the close of our show here. We got 90 seconds left. We'll be back next week with Josh and the Brothers Grimm, and we'll be talking about so many more topics. We'll actually get more in-depth with this.
Sounds good to me.
Anything you'd like to add, Josh?
No, I'm just so excited. Thank you so much for having me on this. Let's do this again next week. It's going to be amazing. Hope everyone can join us again.
All right. See you from the Brothers Grimm.
Bye.
Goodbye.